Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's Tuesday, November 20. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Paul Joseph Watson, filling in today for the first hour. Alex is out sick, so the first hour will be me. I've got some special guests coming up, and the second 2 hours of the show will be rebroadcast. But it's day two of the opt-out and film week. The backlash against the TSA continues. And at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking with Dan Dix of Press for Truth TV and TSA opt-out and film campaign organizer Ashley Jessica. You probably heard them on the show yesterday briefly. They travelled to Buffalo Airport there in New York and basically ran into some hassle. They were expecting it, of course, with the TSA. The police got involved, from what I hear. Don't know the full details of it, but I'm definitely fascinated to find out. So we're going to be talking to them at the bottom of the hour. They were involved in the TSA opt-out and film campaign protest. And we're also going to be talking to a father who's running with the TSA led to his baby son laying face down on the floor, bleeding. Wait until you hear about this one. We're going to go to that here in the next segment. Kicking off with some news, though, and obviously the TSA's in the frame here. This is up on Infowars.com. Cancer victim forced to go through TSA body scanner despite opting out. Now, this is an email I received about 2 hours before going on air. I also received another email from a traveller yesterday saying basically the same thing. And it appears as if, in some cases, the TSA is actually forcing people to go through the naked X-ray radiation-firing body scanners, even though they exercise their right, and it is their right within the United States, to opt out. They're actually forcing them, lying to them against their own TSA policy and saying that you have to go through the scanner, it's mandatory, when of course we know it's not. And this was a cancer victim concerned with, I mean, she's in remission now, but she was concerned by the effects of the radiation scanner. And she emailed me today to say, quote, "I was in the New Orleans airport and asked to opt out. They made me go through the X-ray and I had to go through a pat-down." So even though she went through the body scanner, she got the invasive grope down anyway. "I'm sure that this is in violation of the TSA's policy." Of course, we know that's true. "I was reduced to tears," writes Lynn Baker. Quote, "I wish I had the video, but I wanted to pass this along even without. It shouldn't make any difference, but I have cancer and do not want the scans to trigger the cancer as I am currently in remission," she adds. So basically, this is a cancer victim who was in tears crying because when she legally exercised her right to opt out of the radiation firing body scanner, she was told in no uncertain terms by the TSA agent, "Get in the scanner now. We're going to make you do it." And obviously, you know, if you've got guys being arrested as terrorists, as bombers, for having a artistic watch, as happened on the weekend, they're being arrested as potential terrorists, their bail being set at, you know, $150,000, then there's a very significant pull to obey whatever the TSA agent says, because, of course, you could be labelled a terrorist, just as during the last National Opt-Out Day protest back in 2010, which, of course, the TSA responded to by mothballing the scanners on that very day as a political stunt to try and neutralise the protest. People who opted out during that time were also characterized as terrorists. In fact, there was a segment on The View, the popular ABC show, where, you know, Whoopi Goldberg and all the others on the show actually called people terrorists or potential terrorists simply for exercising their right to opt out. So we're going to continue speaking about this after break with our guest, Kevin Ryan, who was the father who went through TSA security with his wife, with his baby son. And
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at LongLifeFood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or cake, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're back on The Alex Jones Show. It's Paul Joseph Watson in for Alex Jones, who is out sick. He'll be back tomorrow. Senate bill rewrite lets feds read your email without warrants. This is one of the top stories up at prisonplanet.com. And basically, they've rewritten this email surveillance bill, which is now being introduced in the Senate. And it's worse than the first version, which people were already complaining about. This bill would allow 22, no less than 22 federal agencies to read your private emails. But not only that, Google Doc files, Facebook posts, direct Twitter messages. These are private messages. Would allow 22 federal agencies to read all those communications without a warrant, without having to go to a judge whatsoever. So Big Brother's tentacles really reaching further and further. Of course, under the echelon system, a lot of that communication is trapped. 90% of all email and internet traffic is trapped and later analyzed with keyword systems. But now they're openly coming out and saying, let the feds read your email without a warrant in plain view, just as they did with Mr. Petraeus there revealing his affair. So that's up on prisonplanet.com. Another story we've got up on there is TSA issues warning over opt-out and film week. And the TSA has officially acknowledged the InfoWars opt-out and film process and warned that despite the fact that it is not prohibited to film the TSA at checkpoints, local laws may allow police to intervene and prevent such activity. So basically, the TSA came out in a blog post and said, yeah, our own policy says you can film. There's nothing wrong with it. But if you do, we may get the police involved, and you have to obey local ordinances. Of course, the First Court of Appeals has repeatedly ruled that it is completely legal under the First Amendment to film police officers. TSA officials are not police officers. They have to go through zero training, yet they're called officers and given a nice shiny gold medal badge. But they're basically threatening anyone who takes part in this protest. They're trying to intimidate them out of doing so by saying the police are going to get involved, which is what we're going to get into at the bottom of the hour with Dan Dix and Ashley Jessica. But now I want to introduce our first guest. And this is an email I received probably a couple of weeks ago now. We receive shocking stories about the TSA, the behavior of the TSA. Of course, they're in the news on an almost daily basis. But this one really shocked me because it involved a toddler. And here to talk about it is the father of that child, Kevin Ryan. Welcome to the show, Kevin.
Thank you, Paul. It's a pleasure to be on the show. Unfortunately, I wish that there wasn't a need to be on the show. I wish what happened hadn't happened. But thank you very much for having me.
Now, Kevin, this incident occurred at Newark Liberty Airport. You were there with your wife and baby. You've transferred to another terminal. This was in the Continental Airlines terminal. And you're on your way to Baltimore. You're approaching the TSA security checkpoint. Now, take the story from there. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, well, exactly as you said, we had just arrived from an international flight, and we had transferred over to the Continental terminal for a connecting flight to Baltimore. It was quite late at night for the airport, about 9:30 p.m. As we approached the TSA checkpoint, we were the only people, but we were immediately accosted, I guess, by the TSA. They began shouting at us to move along faster, to remove our shoes and other personal items at a faster speed. Despite their aggressive behavior, we remained very respectful and proceeded with what their commands were. I had been carrying our son in a portable baby cradle. I had sat him down on the table before the X-ray to remove him from that cradle, at which time I was being constantly yelled at that I was not allowed to do that there. There was no idea as far as how I was to remove him from the cradle without putting him down, but I guess that was my problem. I proceeded to remove him from the cradle and went underneath the X-ray with him. And at that point, my wife had remained behind with a cradle and our personal belongings. Apparently, the cradle at that point had been pushed through the X-ray conveyor belt, unbeknownst to me. When it arrived on the other side of the X-ray, I had sent it again to place my son into his portable baby cradle, and was again harassed and told that I wasn't allowed to do that here, and that I had to proceed to leave immediately without fastening my son into his cradle or having time really to collect my personal items. So doing the best I could, I had sat my son in the cradle and began to proceed away from the conveyor belt area as instructed by the TSA. At that point, just after picking up my son and walking maybe 3 to 5 feet away from the conveyor belt, he fell out of the cradle. One reason for that being that he wasn't fastened in. Another reason being that they had apparently broken the cradle as they
and you said you had to saw your wife said she saw them break the cradle.
Had tried to advise me, but was pulled aside by the TSA and told that she could not speak in a loud tone at the TSA area, although apparently they are allowed to, and that she had been singled out for a special security check. My son had fell on the ground and was bleeding and, of course, crying ostensibly. There was blood coming out of his nose. His lip was busted. He was bleeding. And it looked quite horrible. We were panicked. I tried to call 911, having just come over from a trip to Europe. My cell phone would not work. I asked repeatedly in a very loud and clear voice, to the two TSA employees to contact 911, and they acted as if they didn't see me. They just went about their business, sort of looked at me, rolled their eyes. Meanwhile, my baby is shouting and crying and bleeding. So it was quite a horrific scene. And our salvation was a janitor who came rushing over and allowed us to use her cell phone to call 911, which did come and then transport our son to a nearby emergency room.
And so basically, there was hardly anybody in the line. This wasn't as if it was a busy morning, and yet still at 9:30 at night, they're there right from the start shouting at you, bawling at you to get a move on when you've clearly got all this baby equipment, you're tired, you're traveling through the airport. And you said your wife actually saw them break the baby cradle, is that right, when they put it through the scanner?
That's correct, Paul. In fact, there was nobody else in the line. We were the only people there. And she did see what had occurred, and she was not allowed to advise me of that. And just want to mention as a side point, the treatment that we received by the TSA was quite different than what we received going through two European airports, where the security staff there, which certainly is concerned about security as well, were very polite and made special considerations for the fact that we were traveling with an infant baby.
I mean, it's amazing. I've been to communist China, and the treatment is about 500% better than TSA and Homeland Security when I went to America, got all my fingerprints taken. Don't need to get your fingerprints taken when you go to communist China, so that just shows how unfree America is with all this security theater. So basically, you go through, the baby cradle's broken, you try to put your son in it, he falls to the floor, and you said he's... not just his lip was bust open, but his nose was actually broken. Is that the case?
Well, his nose was not exactly broken, because at his age, as the doctors explained to us, it's not really possible for your nose to be technically broken because the cartilage isn't fully formed. But it was close to a broken nose as possible, and his nose, he was bleeding out of his nose. The cartilage was busted. His lip was busted as well, to the extent that even, you know, now, many months later, you can still see where his lip was busted at that time. And you know, I just want to say, even outside of what actually happened and him, you know, falling, which is horrific enough, the biggest crime to me is the fact that the TSA did absolutely nothing. So, you know, it's really my feeling that the TSA would have even let my son, God forbid, die there, if that was the case, rather than acts. And so to me, it was something that I never thought that I would ever live to see, especially in the United States of America.
And so when your son actually fell to the floor and started bleeding and crying, what were the TSA agents doing? Were they just standing around and chatting, or were they trying to work out what to do, or did they just not care?
They were looking at each other. They looked at me several times and rolled their eyes and began talking to themselves again. Basically, they didn't pay any attention to us whatsoever, other than to sort of smirk at us.
And then the police arrived, didn't they? And you tried to file charges. Tell us what happened with that.
That's correct. I did call 911. 911 asked if we needed an ambulance or police. I advised them both. The ambulance came, of course. The primary concern was with my son. While they were doing tests on him, I went to with a police officer. The officer asked me if I'd like to file a complaint against the TSA. I advised him that I would like to. He asked me to come with him and to identify who the TSA personnel were, which I did. At that point, he said that I should leave. He advised me that he was going to view the video footage. I said I'd like to see that as well. I'd like to be present, because I would like to file charges against those two TSA employees. And he very strongly cautioned me that I was instructed to vacate the immediate area and to find me.
We're going to go to a break now, but we'll come back and finish the story with Kevin Ryan. It's Infowars.com/opt-out. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Paul Joseph Watson, filling in for Alex. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Jones Show Live. I'm Paul Joseph Watson, in for Alex, who will be back tomorrow. We've got a rebroadcast for the last 2 hours coming up after my segment ends, just after the top of the hour. We're talking to Kevin Ryan, who is a father who went through TSA security at Newark Liberty Airport. His son was with him, and his wife, his baby son, went through the security. The TSA agents actually broke the baby cradle as they put it through the X-ray scanner. He put his son in the cradle. His son fell out, lay there on the floor, bleeding, crying. The TSA agents did absolutely nothing. And then later, Kevin was basically kicked out of the airport when he tried to make a fuss out of it. Kevin, in the email you sent me, you talked about this feeling of entering into a post-apocalyptic world when you arrived there in the United States. Can you explain that to me?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, there's no really other way to put it. It was something that I just could not conceive what was possible, certainly in the country that I call home. And having been traveling and then returning, it was almost as if, you know, as I said earlier, I had flown back not to the actual United States, but to a type of Twilight Zone USA. So it was very, very hard to believe that this was actually possible. Really, it was experiencing what people are like if they don't have souls. And I really think that that's, unfortunately, a fair way to describe the way the people at TSA acted. I can't, you know, imagine that they could have that much hostility towards a baby. I didn't mention when we went through the x-ray, when I went through with my son, he had a baby blanket underneath of him, and one of the TSA employees came and yanked the blanket out from underneath of him. Of course, he was crying at that point, and they said, you can't go through with a blanket and, also in a hostile tone. So they just seem to have no respect for citizens and certainly no respect for baby. I mean, it's a sad statement when even our babies aren't safe. There's many an evil person who still has some level of sympathy for children, but apparently that's not the case with all TSA employees.
I mean, it's amazing, isn't it? They must be being trained to be rude and hostile to people as an intimidation tactic. Because, I mean, there's so many stories now that come out on an almost daily basis. And just the rudeness, even when I go on Twitter and search for TSA stories, it's just one after another. I went through such and such an airport security 5 minutes ago. I've never experienced ruder airport security. And the fact is, it's losing the United States billions and billions of dollars of tourism money because people are just refusing to visit there now. Have you considered filing a lawsuit? Where are you going to take this from here?
Considered filing a lawsuit mainly as a matter of principle, I've told a number of attorneys that I've spoke with that in order to make this more appealing for them, we don't need to be on the financial receiving end of any type of settlement. We just like to get this case out there. We just like to get reform within the TSA. Anything else they can take, we just want to. We just want to stop this from happening to other people and certainly to other babies. And I really believe it was a situation where somebody in a similar situation could have been more seriously injured or even died. So I do feel it's my responsibility to make this known and to do something. So I appreciate you having me on the show. The lawyers that I spoke with were quite surprisingly to me, not terribly interested in the case. And I said, listen, this is really a horrific thing that happened to you, but the TSA is a very powerful engine to go up against. And, it's not something that our law firm would be interested in pursuing. So they really felt like they didn't have a chance to win the case. And just also would mention that I also contacted the TSA and gave them an opportunity to address the matter internally. And they did send me a letter in reply several months later and said they had reviewed the footage, which the police have seen and the TSA has seen, but I, as a citizen, am not allowed to see. And said that they saw what I was referring to, but the actions of the TSA were in keeping with their official policy, which I take as a domain of what as acceptance of what happened as being part of standard protocol for the TSA.
Well, it's a shocking story, and we'll be sure to have the article up about it on Infowars.com tomorrow. Keep us up to date, Kevin, with any developments, and really appreciate you joining us on the show today. That's Kevin Ryan. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you, Bob, very much for having me on.
Thank you. We're going to a break now, but we'll be back with Ashley, Jessica, and Dan Dix. National TSA opt-out and film protest. Infowars.com/opt-out.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber suspension multi-tool and the Volcano stove collapsible cooking combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and emergency essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jones Show on this Tuesday, November 20. I'm Paul Joseph Watson, in for Alex Jones, who's out sick today. He'll be back tomorrow, rest assured, don't worry. We're talking to Dan Dix of Press for Truth TV and Ashley Jessica, organiser, of course, of the TSA Opt-Out and Film Week campaign, which is at Infowars.com/opt-out. And yesterday, you probably heard them briefly on the show, Dan and Ashley travelled to Buffalo Airport to take part in the campaign, to hand out flyers, to do some filming. But before they even got there, they were basically detained at the border, and we're going to hear all about it, as well as what happened in the airport, which is a separate story within itself. So Dan and Ashley, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us, Paul.
So as I just mentioned, I mean, you told me in an email, I don't know any of the details, but you were detained at the border before you even got to the airport. Tell us what happened.
So basically, when we were driving through, they asked, of course, what our purpose was for entering the United States. We told them a little bit that we were just going to document a nationwide campaign that's going on at the Buffalo Airport. When the border officer asked, he asked what I do. I said I'm a PhD student. Then he asked Dan what he does. He said, I'm a journalist. And he said, oh, it figures. And then he started typing something in his computer, gave us a slip, told us to go to secondary screening.
Pretty much as soon as we told him what the campaign was all about, TSA, the words TSA came out. He leans into the car and looks at me and says, what do you do? And I said, well, I'm a journalist and a filmmaker. And he goes, figures. Mm-hmm. Pull on over to secondary. So immediately we were taken into the secondary screening area. For over an hour, they held us there before anybody talked to us. And the funny thing is, when we were in there, you know, Ashley's the one who kind of launched the campaign. It's her car. And, you know, we're sitting there, me and her and my friend. And when it came time for us to talk to customs, they just said, Dan, come here, please. And all three of us get up and they say, no, just you. And he had a few more questions for me and basically asked me, you know, questioned me for maybe 5 or 10 minutes and then pretty much let us on their way. Didn't have any questions for them.
No, he asked Dan if I was the spokesperson for the campaign.
Yeah, we told him what the campaign was. I guess he did a quick Google search or something. I see him there typing it in. And he looked it up. He said, let me go talk to my superiors here. And then he came back. He said, she's not the spokesperson or anything. I was like, no, I don't know. And he said, okay, go ahead. So it's a slight little snag there at the border. It was kind of half expected. But
One thing I did notice in the secondary screening area, there is a big picture of Janet Napolitano's face, which is framed on the wall there.
Ella 1984.
Yeah. So that was pretty eerie.
Creepy. So basically you were treated as suspicious simply because you were a journalist, Dan. What kind of questions did they ask you?
Basically, what's the whole point of this thing? What's your purpose? You know, what's this for? Where's this going to show up, basically? And I just, you know, told them straight out, you know, because we have nothing to hide. We're not doing anything illegal. There's no reason to lie to them in any way at all. So I said, we're going down there to document this campaign. It's gained national attention. It's been on CBS and Huffington Post and all over the news. It's a big national campaign. And I'm a journalist, so we're interested in this topic, and we want to go down there to interview some people, to get some footage of this campaign, and to just document the event. And he asked me, where's this kind of stuff going to be showing up? And I just said, YouTube. And that was pretty much it. And he had to go and confer, just double-check with his superiors before he let us go. But that was pretty much the line of questioning. What's the point of this? What are you doing? And where is this going to end up? So I just answered his questions, and I guess they had nothing else on us, because like I said, we're not doing anything illegal. It's perfectly within our rights, and so they had to just let us go on in. And so it was a slight snag there. They held us up just for a little over an hour.
Yeah, a little stressful.
Well, I mean, you were probably expecting harassment, but you were probably expecting it at the airport, not at the border, I guess.
I was kind of half expecting it at the border. We were prepared for it. I'm glad that it wasn't worse than it was there.
Just the attitude of that.
The attitude, you know,
of the guy. Just the way he looks at me and he goes, yeah, figures. All right, pull over.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
The car's ripped apart. I didn't know what we were in for based on his attitude, so.
So, I mean, finally you get out of there after being delayed for so long. Now, to be clear, I don't even know what happened at the airport yet. I'm as interested as all the listeners to find out. So you get to Buffalo. Take the story from there.
Probably within the first minute of finding the TSA checkpoints within the first minute of us pulling out our cameras, we were surrounded by TSA agents at first who were just kind of checking us out, and they're all on their phones and radios. And then within another minute or so, we were surrounded by another agency, guys in white suits with their badges and stuff. And I guess they're the transit
police. Yeah.
Airport transit security.
Transit police and FTA.
Transit police. I call them 4.5s. You know, not quite a 5.0. So they surrounded us right away.
Do you think they knew you were coming?
No, they did. Well, as far as I know, they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed they were, you know, wondering what we're doing. And it was the first they heard of this. They were curious to see the flyers.
They were alerted by the TSA at the airport.
Mm-hmm. So they surrounded us at first and immediately said, don't, you can't be filming over there. And we right away asserted our rights and said, actually, we can. We even double checked on the website. We are allowed to film the TSA. We can film the area as long as we're not pointing the cameras at the monitors. And they had to, they said, well, can you just stop until we double check to confirm that that's true? Mm-hmm. They didn't even know their own laws.
It seems like they were very uninformed of the laws. One of them even slapped Dan's camera shut.
That's true.
Very aggressively.
True. He smacks my LCD lens, the screen there, closed. And I open it again, he smacks it shut again, and I said, you cannot touch my equipment. Mm-hmm. In fact, one of his superiors later came up to me and basically apologized for that incident and said, you know, we're going to speak to him about that. He had no right to touch your camera gear. Of all the guys that were there, I have to say, one guy in particular was very, very calm, very collected, very cool, exactly how it should go. And we'll certainly be able to show that once we get this video put together.
Yeah, he was very interested in hearing more about the campaign. He's very open-minded. So that was really refreshing to see. Yeah.
So what strikes me, though, before we get into more of what happened, is how dumb they are if they just leave you alone, let you film the checkpoint for a while, hand out some flyers, you know, for an hour or two. Then no incident happens. And the footage that you get is quite banal and not very interesting, but it's the very fact that they have to intervene and they have to cause an incident that gives you the footage and turns it into a story. So, I mean, does that strike you as dumb, or are they just, you know, trained to do that and they fear they'd lose their jobs if they didn't?
It's quite odd, quite ridiculous, really. So, and as you said, they approach us and end up engaging in conversation with us. And I had some very interesting conversations with those guys. We haven't even checked our own footage yet, but I can't wait to go over it all. And, cause there's a lot to remember. We were talking to those guys for hours and they disclosed a lot of information, a lot of stuff that I was surprised they were, being so candid with and telling us about. One of the guys was saying, he says, you know, their whole screening process isn't very good. He said their training isn't very good. It only takes 2 weeks. Anybody can get in and do this kind of thing. They were very candid in speaking with us, the one guy anyways.
Yeah, and, you know, he was saying that they're not exactly particularly fond of the TSA either.
That's true.
Yeah.
The very own security, airport security there was saying, you know what, guys? The one guy actually was saying, you know what? What you're saying makes sense to me. I mean, he's like, I'm kind of starting to wonder about it all now because everything you've been telling me makes sense. So I'm gonna start to look into this a little bit, which, of course, is the whole goal of the campaign.
Yeah, exactly.
To raise awareness about this stuff, get the word out. Raising awareness was an issue, though. They didn't let us hand out flyers.
Right, so they said that we could be arrested for soliciting. They were sort of going back and forth about that. They weren't sure.
But what exactly are you supposed to be soliciting? You're just giving out information.
Exactly. That's what we said, but
they just said, look, you're soliciting, and you can't hand out the flyers. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it was all about just talking to the people in line and letting them know they have the option to opt out. So we said, you know what? Let's not let this deter us. We're still going to talk to these people, all of these passengers who are about to be faced with this choice of going through this very dangerous machine or getting the pat down. We're still going to talk to them and inform them, even though, you know, we can't give you the piece of paper.
Mm-hmm. So I just held it up and told them, you know, went through point by point what the campaign is about. And a lot of the travelers were so open-minded. A lot of them didn't know about the health risks associated with the body scanners. Some of them didn't even know that they could be sexually assaulted by the TSA during a pat-down procedure. So many of the travelers
said they had the right to opt out, because I found that a lot, we sent reporters down to Austin Bergstrom and half the travelers didn't even know they had the right to opt out. Did you find that, or were they informed about it?
I found that some were informed and some weren't. It was kind of a mix. I would say a lot of them didn't know that they had the right to film. So that was something that they were unaware of.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, most of them had no idea that you are actually allowed to film your pat-downs. And you know, it's for your own safety and your own protection. You might need it, who knows, in the future as some evidence or something. So it's fully within your right to document when they are giving you this intrusive and invasive pat down. Most people had no idea about that. They were they were surprised. They said, "Oh, I didn't know that." So that was good. Everyone was very receptive to the information, though.
Very much so. Great. Yes.
So they left you alone for a while, did they, and allowed you to film and take the story from there?
They did, but then at the end, the chief of the NFTA Transit Police came up to us and said, he doesn't know what the TSA policy on filming is. We tried to educate him on it over and over again, and he said that, you know, he doesn't know about it, and in his opinion, we're not allowed to film, so he's saying we can't film the TSA checkpoint.
And I said, well, in fact, we can. I even double-checked the website before I came here, and he says, well, so you say.
Yeah.
And the one guy was saying, can you just not point it that way, the camera, towards the checkpoint? And I said, you know, I'm sorry. That's the whole point of coming here was to film the TSA. So I'm sorry, but no, I'm not going to point the camera the other way at nothing.
Right.
At a wall. You know, they didn't even, like you said, Paul, the funny thing is they didn't even know their own rights. They had to double check. I got asked for ID, for example.
Yes, that's another thing. They kept asking us over and over again for our names.
And when I told them, I do not have to present my ID to you, the one officer there was a little taken aback and was, of course you do, kind of a look on her face and said, you know, what do you mean? And I said, well, do you suspect us of committing some sort of a crime? You know, we haven't done anything wrong. We're not doing anything illegal. We don't have to present our papers here.
This is America, land of the free. You don't have to present your papers on demand.
Oh, right, that reminds me. I had a conversation with the chief of police there, and I said, you know, it's places like Germany where you have to present your papers upon request. And he said, good. Good. That's how it should be.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Yeah. Not in Germany.
Yeah, exactly. The chief there. Their boss said that.
Like Germany. Great. Well, I'm sure he's been trained well. So the police basically threatened to, if you don't stop, then we're going to arrest you. Is that what happened?
Pretty much. Well, just with the soliciting, as they called it. And, again, the one lady admitted, I'm not even positive if this is considered soliciting or not. But at that point, you know, we said, you know what, let's just continue to do what we came here to do. We'll inform the people of their options. We'll film the TSA and not let that little snag slip us up there. Mm-hmm. But we're really looking forward to putting this video together. Really interesting conversations. The topic of 9/11 came up a bunch of times.
Yeah.
The one guy mainly was saying, well, 9/11, right? I mean, look what happened there. Obviously, we need to, you know, these are all necessary procedures, and nothing has happened since 9/11. And I said, well, sir, maybe that's because there's no real threat to begin with in the first place. And he just kind of stared at me for a second and said, you will have to agree to disagree on that. But the topic of 9/11 came up a number of times, suggesting this is why we're doing this. And I tried to explain to them, guys, this is a very, very slippery slope, an incremental push towards a very tyrannical police state. I mean, there's nations that have just awoken to this police state and they don't realize how they got there. So unless we address these things as they arise in these small incremental steps, we too could very soon wake up in this police state going, what on earth has happened? What is going on here? I tried to explain that to them. Luckily, obviously, the cameras were rolling the whole time, so we can't wait to show you guys some of the interesting conversations we had with these guys.
Yeah, we got so much on film.
Well, I can't wait to see it. I mean, yeah, on the topic of 9/11, I mean, the TSA was created shortly after 9/11. Of course, 16,500 employees, that's now up to 60,000. And they failed to catch a single terrorist, but they are quite good at letting weapons through, you know, stealing iPads, stealing people's money, smacking people in the testicles who refuse to go through a body scan. I've actually received emails over the past 2 days from several different people saying that the TSA at different airports is forcing people to go through the body scanner even if they opt out, even if they say, I want to exercise my right to opt out. The TSA is forcing people to go through it, and even a cancer victim who was in tears, they forced her to go through the scanner. So I'm wondering if that's a general thing or if it's in response to this week's opt-out protest. We're going to continue to talk to Dan Dix and Ashley Jessica. Dan Dix, of course, PressForTruth.tv. Ashley Jessica, who's helped us organize this campaign. It was her idea to begin with. We're going to go to more news stories about the TSA that actually came out publicly and issued a warning that people could be arrested by the police if they take part in the TSA opt-out and film week campaign. That story's up on Infowars.com. And basically, they admitted that their own policy says people are allowed to film at checkpoints in airports, but local ordinances and laws could mean that people would get harassed by the police. Of course, the First Court of Appeals has ruled repeatedly that filming police in the United States is not illegal. Apparently, some TSA officers, as Dan and Ashley just described, think that they're above the law, even though they're not technically officers, because they have to go through absolutely zero police training whatsoever, but they still get to wear the shiny badge and feel powerful while they're groping children. So we're going to go to Dan and Ashley more after the break on the Infowars.com Alex Jones Show. Stay tuned, we'll be back.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now. 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Breaking news on the TSA as we return on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Paul Joseph Watson, in for Alex Jones. TSA reportedly exposed breasts of Ralph Hall's teen grandniece, called it accidental. And this is a Republican congressman from Texas. His grandniece, a 17-year-old girl, went through security at LAX airport. And the TSA agent, in the course of the pat-down, expose her breasts in public. This is a big breaking story. Just amazing. I say every day the TSA gets caught out in a new scandal. I mean, sometimes it's multiple times daily. I've never known another organization or branch of government agency that can get so much bad publicity and yet still remain not only in one piece, but growing thousands upon thousands of new agents each year, thousands upon thousands of new unannounced checkpoints each year, not only in airports, that's key to emphasize, but also highways, of course, political events, music concerts, prom nights, you name it. The TSA is expanding, and that's why we're standing up against it during opt-out and film week here. So, Dan and Ashley, any other points about what you experienced? I mean, were you able to film some of the pat-downs? Did you notice the TSA being any less invasive because you were filming them?
That's quite possible. We were filming some of that, some of them walking through the machine, some of the pat-downs. And we made that point to some of the passengers walking in. It's the fact that, you know, when you have those cameras rolling, it protects you. It acts as a layer of protection. They may think twice about doing some of the things that they would normally do when they're under the eyes of the camera. So we pointed that out to the people walking in there as well. And as far as, like you said, they're just expanding big time. That all comes back to the fact that they're not really doing any serious training or real background checks. They're just bringing on anyone and everyone.
Exactly.
Yeah, so.
So what advice would you give to other people who are thinking about taking part in this opt-out and film campaign this week?
Just know your rights. Assert your rights when the TSA or airport police try to intimidate you. And
stand your ground.
Stand your
absolutely.
Ground.
Because these guys don't even know their own laws, half of them.
It's really ridiculous.
A good idea that we would suggest people do is maybe look up on the TSA's website and find the page where it talks about the fact that you are allowed to film the TSA and the checkpoints and print that out, because no doubt they're going to challenge you on that. They're going to say, you know what, I'm not sure about that. Let me check into that. And at that point, you can just pull it right out of your pocket and say, here, I'll save you the time. Here it is right here.
Exactly.
I'm allowed to do this. So that's something people can do. You know, print that sheet out, have it on you in your pocket while you're there, and bring plenty of battery power, plenty of tapes, whatever you need. You don't know how long it's going to take. And just, as we said, stand your ground, know your rights, because these guys don't. And just assert your rights to them. Let them know, look, I don't have to give them ID.
Yeah.
I can continue to film. I'm not going to point the camera this way. You know, we're here to take part in this campaign, and you can't stop us, basically.
And I guess if you could find some public property, it might be worth also handing out the flyers outside the airport.
I think that's a great idea to avoid the harassment and being threatened with arrest for soliciting. I think that's the best idea. Hand it out to travelers walking inside. Let's just let them know. I think the most important thing is to just alert as many people as possible about the campaign, about their right to opt out and their right to film, and why it's so important to do both.
The thing that gets me about it is, you know, I go on Twitter and search TSA opt-out. Most of it is people laughing and joking. There's actually one I saw.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.